What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show on what fucking date is it today? What date is it today? The second of July. In this fucking shitty echoey room. Once more. And then it's gonna take fucking 6 weeks to upload, cause that's how I roll. You know what I'm saying? Record it on a Tuesday, upload it for the following Tuesday. That's what I should have done. I should have done a lion week or whatever they call it. Record it 1 week, and then it gives me a week to upload. And then I upload it, and it's in time for that week. But then, sure, you know, the way I keep my finger on the pulse, I'll finger on the pulse. Fingering the pulse get us. You know, it would be out of date if I put it out a week late. What with my current events, satire that I fucking tear through like a champion. All you people will be glad to hear, I've only two more Edinburgh preview shows to plug. Normally I have four, but I've already done two of them. So what's left? I hear you ask. Well, thanks for asking. 4th of July, for all my American friends, of which I have none, we'll be doing a gig in Mason's Comedy Club, Derry. It's not really a comedy club, but when for one night a month, it's a comedy club. So it's in Mason's. I'll be there. Also on the bill is Luke McGiven, who recently supported Mickey Bartlett on his tour. And also Niamh Maron is coming up from Dublin, who is definitely worth a watch. Crazy, crazy woman. Comedian. Filthy. Dirtier than my stuff. It's rotten. But ultimately very funny. Oh yeah, cups of teas. And then what's the one after that? Black Box again on the 7th. Next Sunday. Which if last week or last Sunday was anything to go by, it'll be fucking class. That's right, had two preview shows 2 days in a row there after talking about them for so fucking long. Had Armagh Marketplace Theatre on the Saturday, which was an absolute joy. I'd like to let you know. So, all the fucking shit in my pants, trying to write videos, trying to write material, sort out the material, film the things, get them fucking edited, all that shit, was all worth it in the end because it was absolutely lovely. Went out, fucking talked for a minute, played a video, everyone laughed. You know. Did some more talking. All the new material seemed to go down very, very well. So, it was good. And I hate to be one of those cunts that's like, yeah, dude, fucking killed it. Yeah, totally flattened it. Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious, man. But for the amount of shit in my fucking pampers I did, do you know what? It was fucking class. Not on my part. Well, sort of on my part, but everyone was very nice. And then I got to hang around afterwards and speak to some interesting folk who kept fucking buying me drinks. Some tall, intense fella who did like fucking security or something kept telling us. Just banging the pints in. Showing us pictures of his fucking dog that looked like a wolf. Not even a wolf, like a lion. That's my attack dog there. That would bite a... That would eat a baby for lunch, basically is what I'm saying. So yeah, some fucking sweet people we met there. It was good crack. Took a load of photos while I'm sweating like a bastard. And then got fucking steaming. And then had a fairly horrible hangover. And then went to the Black Box the next day. Where there was a bit of confusion. We had pre-booked the room. I didn't book it. My producer booked it. My producer, guys. And you pay a bit of money to get the cafe room in the Black Box. And he was under the impression that there would be someone there to sort of help set up. You know, like Armagh Marketplace Theatre the night before, I was shitting myself going, oh, do you have a wee connection? Oh, do you have this and blah, 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 and worrying about all sorts of shit. And they're like, mate, we're a fucking theatre. We'll do whatever the fuck you want. All I did was walk in, set the laptop down. He plugged it in and then starts fucking about with the lights and the sound levels on an iPad. What? He's going, what colour lights do you want? And I went, I don't know, blue might be cool. just touches the iPad, boom, lights go blue. What the fuck? Talking to the microphone, me going, testes, testes, 1, 2. And he's like, testes, testes, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. There we go. Levels are sorted. Levels are sorted on an iPad that's not even touching anything. Are you fucking serious? And I had a few wee technical problems on the RMA show, just with the slideshow and shit. Next night, boom, fixed. Because we were shitting ourselves about, you know, setting the stuff up because there was no one there. Because, like, I don't fucking have any idea. I don't even know how to use YouTube, for fuck's sake. Sorry, if it sounds like I'm stuttering here a wee bit, outside is a swarm of birds that is, like, fucking... Take a photo of that shit. Jesus Christ. That is literally like the movie Birds. Look how many birds there are. That's like the movie Birds. Anyway, so get down to the black box. There's no one there to help us. There's about 4 chairs scattered around this fucking room. I'm going, right, this opens in 45 minutes. People start coming in the door. I'm going, what the fuck? There isn't even bar staff there. There's no, nothing. And I had to speak to this fella. And I was like, oh, I was just wondering if, you know, if there was supposed to be anyone here just to give us a wee hand setting up or just tell us how to set it up or whatever. And he's like, no, you basically pay the money and you get the room. And then my producer was on the phone to him, giving him shit, which I didn't know. That's why he turned around to me and was like, what the, listen, you get fuck all, mate. We can get the sound guy from next door. And he came in and helped us. But then luckily, fellow comedian Rory Ward, who has done that sort of show a million times where he plugs in the fucking PowerPoint and all that shit, and he's done it 100 times in that room. He shows up just to watch, and I'm like, thank Jesus, set all my stuff up for me, please, mate, is what I said. And luckily he was like, oh, well, fucking, there you go. I've done it 100 times, stick that wee plug in there, boom, turn the thing on with a stick, because no one can reach the fucking projector, and then you fart about and do this and fuck about with your PowerPoint there, so there's no, your videos play automatically, boom, done. And then people started coming, and then they started filling up a wee bit, and then it really started filling up, and then it was absolutely fucking jammed. Apparently that... Now, here's the thing. These numbers don't sound huge for a gig, but the reason we picked the black box for a preview gig was because it's going to be the same size as the room I'm going to do in Edinburgh. So we're like, right, we'll get a fucking small room, see if we can fill full of people, see what the vibe is. It holds about 50 people, and there was about 75 in that fucking room last Sunday. Packed to the dick, no air conditioning, lights on, sweating like a cunt. I was literally, the sweat was pissing off my head. And I know I'm a fat fucking Gandolfini-esque breather anyway, but Jesus Christ, it was hot. So cheers for everyone for coming down, 2 fucking belter nights. Cheers to Rory Woods, who's doing support for me. Who fucking killed it? Armagh. Proper warm-up job. That's what he did. Walked out. I brought him on. I was like, please welcome to the stage, Strabane's finest, Rory Woods. And I brought him on, and it was kind of stale for a minute. They were like, who the fuck is this cunt? And he did a couple of jokes, and then gradually he started warming him up. And by the time he came off stage, they fucking went mad for him. So fair play to him. All good. So yeah, if anyone missed the fucking black box last week, we're doing it next week. I somehow doubt there'd be as many people at it, like, because the last one was jammed to the cock. But it would be fucking cool if you want to come down and see it. Come down and see the show. For anyone that missed it last week, it was a fucking class night last time. Managed to run through all the material. Felt good. So yeah, next week, if you missed it, come along on the 7th. Hopefully we'll be there early, set the fucking place up. Derry on Thursday, legendary. Me and a couple other bastards. So there you go. That's the gig chat over and done with. Boring. What's been happening on the news? I don't know, I haven't really been keeping up with it. Although I did watch a video this morning, which was a load of girls in Sweden went into a mosque and then pulled down their fucking burqas or whatever. Pulled their tits out, and it was some sort of protest against Sharia law and women being oppressed. Which, yeah, go ahead, pull your tits out, who gives a fuck? Although, if you're gonna pull, if you're gonna do that sort of protest anywhere, you know, do it in Sweden. You know what I mean? You don't want to be trying to pull that shit off in like fucking Afghanistan or something. Or they'd have fucking cut your tits off and fed them to you, put you in a bag, hit you with bricks, kicked you. I mean, there. I mean, it's hard. It's hard for someone like me who has no religious, you know, knowledge whatsoever at all. But when you see some of those fucking horror stories, like, I keep talking about it, but the video I seen about the girl, she was getting kicked to death in the fucking street because she'd done something, one of those honor killings. And you're like, holy, what's going on here? Like, and that's part of your religion, that you boot your fucking daughter to death because she texted a wee boy or something. Mental. So fair play to them girls for making a statement. But they had those sort of non-offensive tits that you just, who gives a fuck if your tits are right? You know what I mean? They do that on TV with, you know, like, you might watch This Morning or something, and they go, oh, here's a, today we're going to check, you know, show you how to do a demonstration to check for lumps or something. They get a doctor on, they're going, here, let's check for breast cancer. And they bring out some girl who's, like, got wee tiny boobs. And inoffensive to be on TV at that time of the morning. All that shit. They don't show, like, some girl walks on, pulls her big fucking massive tits out. Like, oh yeah, feel them for lunch. She'll be there all day, player. What? Anyway. Speaking of tits, I've been watching Game of Thrones for a bit. Haven't got my... I'm thinking, what are we on the fourth one? Fourth one of the first episode. I can't fucking... So all these cunts that say, oh, I just watched all of Game of Thrones yesterday. And you're going, how the fuck did you... manage it. It takes me 6 shifts to get through one of them. And do you know what? I hate to be one. I know there's people out there who deliberately will fucking go against things. Like, oh, that's, dude, everyone likes that. That's shit. But I'm watching it going, do you know what? I'm not even gonna say anything because I know people will be like, Game of Thrones is fucking class. You stupid cunt. Maybe it's just, do you know what? It's not my cup of tea. It's just not my cup of tea, I don't think. All that fucking swords and... Brr, 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 all that fucking weird music. Oh, here we are on a horse. Oh, a wolf at me. Fuck it. I'll watch, you know... I'll stick with it when I can be fucked. I haven't had much time the last week, obviously. Sweating my balls off, trying to make videos. But I'll stick with it. I suppose that, you know, people pulling the tits out the odd time does soften the blow slightly, but apart from that, it's all just a bit, oh, what are you doing, fucking bloody blah, oh, you served under my auntie's fucking, fuck off. Glastonbury, that was all over the place, missed all of that shit, sure it wasn't a gigging. Yeah, everyone's sitting at home watching the fucking... Rolling Stones. That's a laugh, isn't it? I must watch it. Apparently it was fucking brilliant. And then other people are going, oh. I mean, there is that doubt always that... Even when the Led Zeppelin DVD came out, or when they were doing the reunion tour, I was a bit like, what's this going to be like? And then I watched it, and it was fucking incredible. You know what I mean? And then, but maybe the Rolling Stones... I didn't see the fucking Rolling Stones. But it is kind of hilarious how old they are. They are old as shit. They're like cartoon old people. But it was probably brilliant. I must watch it, actually. And then I seen, who was it? The guy, the lead singer of Two Door Cinema Club, was quoted in an article saying that, oh, I think they're just past it and all this here shit. And everyone was going, shut up, you fucking ginger cunt. And they're actually quite good, Two Door Cinema Club. And do you know what? He might be fucking right, but at the end of the day, you shouldn't be saying that. Do you know what I mean? Unless you're looking at attention. And now everyone's watching your band going, oh, that's Two Door Cinema Club, really. It's probably not even their song. That's all I can fucking remember. So yeah, I must fucking watch that. I must go to Glastonbury someday, although I fucking hate festivals, honestly. If someone could helicopter drop me in the middle of it, I could walk about for fucking a day, and then I met up with a helicopter again, and they fucking flew me to a hotel. That's the way I would do it. But see that fucking just, you get there, especially when the first day is like shitty and you go, right, now there's fucking three or four days of this shit. Although the Glasgow Bree lineup looks fucking brilliant this year. I've done the comedy tent the last 2 years. Wonderful, wonderful experience. Wasn't asked to do it this year though. Chrissy Bowes, you fucking cunt. No, my joke. But I would have liked to have been asked just so that I could go and watch the fucking bands and then sleep. And that must be the coldest festival in the world. Up the fucking hills. Freezing your bag clean off. What other news? Oh, fuck, did anyone see the Lions match? It's heartbreaking. But I'll make it, tell you what. Any rugby fans, this test on Saturday will be some crack, let me tell you. Very funny clip. If anyone, even if people don't watch rugby. Now I wouldn't be the biggest fucking rugby fan in the world. I played rugby for a large portion of my life there until I blew my fucking knee halfway across the pitch. But you know, I would watch the Lions because it doesn't happen fucking that often. So I'll watch the big shit, but. There was a funny moment when, first of all, O'Driscoll nailing people left, right, and centre, which is fucking hilarious, as always. People take him for granted. People take, fuck, you know what I mean? He does some shit that you go, it's out O'Driscoll there, but no one really stops and goes, he's the best player ever. Surely. Like, he must be. If not top fucking five. Best player ever, and he's still playing and still pulls shit off where you're like, holy fuck, he is a wizard. He's an actual wizard. And then he just has that wee cheeky fucking smile on his face. Fuck sure, you know yourself. I'll smash your fucking chest in. He probably doesn't talk like that at all. But there's a fierce rivalry between the two wingers, George North, and who is fucking 20 years old or something, built like a shit house. Literally, he's like fucking 20. He's about 6'4", or 5, and about fucking 18 stone. Was his ma feeding him? Jesus Christ. But there's a bit of a rivalry between him and the Australian winger, Israel Folau, or whatever his fucking name is. And your man Israel went to tackle George North and tried to rip the ball off him. And George North had the ball and also picked your guy Israel Folau up. Folau, is that his name? So he has the ball but picks the other guy up and fucking runs with him and dumps him. What a fucking savage. That's the biggest fuck you ever. Now you tried to tackle me and I picked you up like you were a fucking rag doll and then dropped you on your fucking back. I think he near broke his neck in the process, but still. Hardcore. Right. How many minutes have we talked shit for here? That's 18 minutes of bullshit there, right? Now, never have I had a bigger response to asking for questions in my fucking life. So, I'm just gonna, do you know what, I'm gonna quickfire them. I'm gonna fucking just blast through this shit here. This entire podcast might just be, eventually become, get it, questions with Geddes. What's the deal with fucking stuff? I had a salad for my breakfast. There's a bit of useless info for you. Salad for the breakfast. You can do that though, and then fucking take photos of it and tell cunts that you're, I'm on a Paleolithic diet, dude. Fucking lettuce and chicken for breakfast. But you could make that excuse, or you could do the Congas excuse, which is, I'm ready for lunch when it's breakfast time. And you know, ready for dinner when I should be asleep. Hence the tits on the back. Now, question one. From, does it say Ryan, Rain, Mac? I don't know, weird Twitter name. Question one, what a way to open. Should old people be allowed to fart? Now, here's me pretending to be serious about this fucking ridiculous question. Should they be allowed to fart? Yes, but away, miles away from everyone else. Did you ever go into an old people's home? Anyone ever had a fucking family member in one of them shits? Holy shit. It's just like, Someone shit and also cooked big soup at the same time in a close vicinity. In fact, talking about shitting yourself, we were talking about girlfriend Maureen was hanging about with her, is it her cousin? Something like that? Second cousin? I don't know. Who has a young baby. And they're, you know, you really have to dig your face into a baby's arse and go, did you shit? Did you shit yourself? You shove your nose right in there. And I was just thinking, you would never have to double check with a human, with a grown up, would you? You would be walking like in a 10 meter fucking radius or like around them, just going, they shit themselves. They definitely shit themselves. No doubt about it. Everyone's being sick. Anyway, question two, Joe Miller. Any shows going to happen in London anytime soon? And any TV work offered to you? No gigs in London organised yet. Although what I'm hoping is, you know, get to do a bit of networking at the Fringe and maybe someone will go, do you want to do a gig in London? I go, yeah. And then you go down and it's, you know, in the broom closet of a cafe somewhere. Any TV work offered to you? Don't be silly, mate. Why would I get offered any TV work when there's such things as the Hole in the Wall Gang and the Blame Game and Lemmy's Show? Why would anyone offer me TV work? Am I gonna be there? Like, I don't know. I'm not. Why would they? Sometimes you have to just stop and go, maybe, you know, I could try and get on TV. I mean, the thing is, here's the thing. I have a Channel 4 development deal, which sounds fucking quality. But what it actually is they just give you a bit of money and then you make something that looks, you know, really good quality with a proper camera crew and stuff. And then they go, is this good enough to be on TV? And then they go, no, actually, people like fresh meat, so we're going to make 8 programmes just like fresh meat for the next 10 years till everyone's fucking sick to death of it. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. Realistically, what the fuck am I going to do? Am I going to be one of them cunts on, like, Grimmies? Fucking don't sweat the small stuff thing or something? Here's a new comedian, Colin Geddes.
Colin, what do you think about... That's not even his accent.
What do you think about fucking something? And I'm going to have to go, well, funny you should mention that, because I have a massive bit of material about that. Fuck that shit. I don't know if it happens. I don't give a fuck, to be honest. Aaron McLennan. Ugh, fucking something weird in my mouth there. If the movie The Purge was real, what would you do? I mean, I don't know, is the plot of it like a day? Is it a day where there's no rules and you get to fucking do whatever you want? Because if it was only a day, here's what would happen. You'd wake up, eat your breakfast, bump into your family or your friends or whatever and go, okay, it's that purge of the day, isn't it? I must stay in. You know what I mean? It's like the 12th or so, or something, or Christmas Day. One of those other stupid days where nothing happens. Is that the purge of the day? I mean, what are you really going to do? You go out and fucking murder people? Even if you'd never murdered before and you were allowed to murder and you went out and murdered someone, everyone you know would be like, did you fucking murder someone? And you go, I sure was allowed, you were allowed to do it. And we're going, well, that's, you can't do that, really? That's a bit nuts. You know, even if you wouldn't want to kill someone. I mean, I think I probably, if I absolutely had to kill someone in some crazy hostage scenario, I probably would. But I would feel horrible about it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not just going to go run out fucking killing, but just because it was legal doesn't mean you're not going to wake up in a cold sweat every fucking night of your life going, oh God, did you hear the crunch when that knife went in her fucking eyeball? So yeah, if the movie Purge is real, just stay in with a fucking shotgun. Gareth Shields. Now we're talking. Do you like blue cheese? Not really. Rockford or whatever, is that a fucking blue cheese? It's nice, because it's kind of creamy. But anytime you hit them ones that taste like gorgonzola, where it tastes like fucking sick, and there's no doubt that it doesn't just taste like sick. I can remember when I was about, when was that? Not that long ago, actually. A couple of years ago. We were at my granny's house for fucking New Year's Day, or I don't know what the fuck day it was. Boxing Day or something. And I was dying. I was fucking dying. She was like, do you want a glass of wine? And I was like, definitely not. Do you just have any juice or something? She was like, well, have apple juice and water. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I was drinking, like, apple juice. And after the dinners, pulled out this fucking cheese board and everyone's eating cheese. And I had a thing of Gorgonzola. And went, that doesn't taste that great. Tried to wash it down with a bit of juice, forgetting that once the blue cheese hits the fucking apple juice, it just, the two acids just fucking explode into vomit. That's literally what it was. It just made vomit in my mouth. And I had to fucking just swallow it like nothing happened. So, no, I don't really like blue cheese. Like that blue cheese sauce, you know, like, you get with like buffalo wings or whatever. It's just like liquid white asshole. That's what it smells like. Anyway, Daniel Coates, can sheep see in the dark or do they just stand around like, where the fuck is everyone? I don't know, mate. I've never been close enough to a sheep at night to fucking find out. I imagine they can see to a certain extent. Or else they just sleep. Who gives a fuck? What are they thinking about? Long day of staring at the grass, eating it tomorrow. Bah. Anyway, Tom Crow, would like to be able to play an instrument to a good standard. Congas would like to be able to play an instrument to a good standard. I think you can play guitar a bit, right? I don't know whether he's saying he wants to play a fucking instrument. I can play a guitar a wee bit, but not to any fucking standard, like. I never officially learned to play it or went to lessons or any of that bollocks. I just fucked about till I could play it a wee bit. Yeah, but I don't fucking, like, I don't play it all the time. I just know enough where I could, what I like to do is just leave an electric guitar there with an amp. And every sort of fucking once in a while, just walk in, turn it on, blast away at it for about 7 to 10 minutes. And then just fucking turn it off and walk away for another month. That's what I like to do. 27 minutes, let's crack on. Kakame, keep saying these crazy names and I don't know if they're real or not. The Confederations Cup final was on. Brazil beat Spain. Tell me how many fucks you give about this. Hashtag not one, I bet. I just don't watch football, that's it. It's not that I don't give a fuck about it. You know, if it was somewhere and it was on. In fact, international football, I don't actually mind, or so, but I just can't be arse getting political about football. Like Dan, when we tried to record a podcast the other week, and he's like, what team do you support? And I'm going, none. And I don't support any teams. Do you know what I mean? Like, it makes any fucking sense anyway, or why would you have any loyalty to anything? Oh, I support Chelsea. Really? You support fucking 9 Frenchmen and a Spaniard? It's fucking... I don't know who plays for Chelsea, but, you know, do you know what I mean? It's hard to fucking, you know, a load of fucking, it's just, it would be good if you actually had to be from the place to play for the place, because then all the rivalry would be warranted. You'd be going, yeah, I'm from fucking Arsenal, fuck you, from somewhere else. Do you know what I mean? And then you would see who had the best fucking, but like, when you're like, oh, we're fucking Man United, but we can buy players from fucking anywhere. And then people are all, yeah, I love Man United. Who gives a fuck? But anyway, let's crack on. Would you plan to do any shows in London/Surrey? I don't know if my shit would go down that well in Surrey, to be honest. When they're sitting in the crowd with their fucking, you know, gun dogs and all. Conor McGuire. How come the video of Dan Watson as a football manager isn't on your YouTube channel anymore? It never was, mate. It never was on my channel. That's a Harlem Gun Club video. Him and Shane Todd have a sort of sketch comedy video thing together called Harlem Gun Club. So if you look that up on YouTube, you'll find that football manager video, which they did live last Wednesday at Lavery's. By the way, people... Which was fucking hilarious. And then they did a rap. What a couple of fucking sound problems. But sure. It was good. next question. Is the Con Geta show ever going on iTunes? Mate. Yeah. the day I fucking stop and remember to give a fuck about it. But the only problem, I don't know. What it would mean is, because I've already paid for the fucking SoundCloud thing, like an idiot, I would have to pay for another fucking hosting site to get it on iTunes. And then you have to wait and be like, oh, you have to tell them what your fucking thing's about. And they're like, oh, so as long as you're not talking about pedophiles or making bombs, we can fucking put it up and stuff. I will get it done someday. I might actually look into that today. Look, making a note. Get us making a note here, look. Get podcast on iTunes. Right. I'll look into that today. I just keep fucking forgetting. Because if they upload it everywhere, is the fucking problem. But I think if I get it on iTunes, oh, fuck it, I'll still have to. Oh, Jesus Christ. Favorite porn star? Jesus, I don't know. Ron Jeremy. Only because he's the ugliest fucking human I've ever seen, and he still gets muff like it's fucking going out of fashion. Lauren B, the same girl asked the Surrey question, as far as I know. What do you think of The Big Bang Theory? Do you enjoy watching it? I mean, it's alright. Like, well, it's good. As far as sitcoms go, it's very good, but it's okay. Compared to How I Met Your Mother, it's fucking brilliant. Which, they just seem to fight it out on fucking E4 or whatever. Up next, it's How I Met Your Mother. What do I think of it? Yeah, it's alright. Yeah, it's funny. It's not as funny as they'd make it sound. Because those sitcoms is just like, I mean, there's no fucking way they're laughing at the end of every sentence. What do you think? Meh, I don't know. Well, that's what you did here. Well, what's the crack with that? Meh. I don't know. Why don't you look at her? That's not what I said. Like, it's nobody fucking laughs at it. Nothing's that funny. For that, and if it is that funny in that quick succession, it all bleeds over into each other. You know, you don't go, ha ha, ha ha, ha, in bursts of laughter. If you ever see a really good comedian who has a fucking joke that has like 5 or 6 fucking banging jokes in a row, they just keep laughing. It's like a rolling laughter. So I don't know what the fuck they're doing there when it's like, oh, Sheldon, bazinga. Everyone's laughing there. I don't know. It's alright, yeah, fuck it. Well, of course it's good. Everyone fucking watches it. It's just not really my cup of tea, is it? Maggie Thompson. How's the preview shows went? We're heading to Black Box next Sunday night. Good lad yourself. See you there. Hopefully we'll have it fucking set up before people start piling in the door. How the preview show would go, like I said before, fucking surprise, like, much to my relief, they went very fucking well, because I was soiling my cacks, and then turns out it was fucking tremendous fun, so thanks for everyone that came out once again, but yeah, I'll see you there. Some guy with a weird name, XCY3 or something, what size in inches are your thighs? Long, lengthwise or around? Around, huge. Enormous thighs for some weird genetic reason. Massive fucking, and I know I'm a fat cunt, but not like fat thigh, like rock hard fucking like rhino legs. That's what they're like, honestly. Not that I'm walking around going, oh yeah dude, just leg day, couldn't walk after leg day. I just have fucking enormous legs. Which makes me look like a fucking, like a gimp. But that's it. That's genetics for you. Like, one of my legs could probably feed, you know, if you were like, if a plane crashed, you could eat for about a month from one leg. Brutal. I must measure them someday. Be hilarious. But it's a fucking nightmare when it comes to buying jeans, because you need to. It's almost like my thighs are wider than my fucking waist, so it's like you need jeans to get over the thighs. You know what I mean? It's like putting a girl's pair of jeans on, like, oh, squeezing in my thighs in. And then by the time it gets to my waist, it's too big. Because my thighs are that fucking fat. How do we get it talking about my thighs, you sexy bitch? Same guy. This guy asked about, he doesn't even have a name. XCY3. Have you ever received a bouquet of flowers and watered them? No, never. I don't really, it freaks me out, the idea of flowers. How can you pick something out of the floor for free and then wrap it in a bit of string and then sell it? Mental. And then things like Valentine's Day, where it's like, oh, you have to buy roses. And you're going, well, why didn't you buy someone roses in, like, you know, October, when they cost fuck all? Dylan O'Neill, has there ever been a bit you have done in stand-up which has tore the fucking roof off with laughter? Yeah. What do you think, I'm fucking walking up just talking shit, like this podcast? Plenty of bits fucking rip the roof off. You know what I mean? My bit about Rihanna that I was doing, about her lyrics being ridiculous. And then, you know, how she boasts about things that you shouldn't be boasting about. Did that the other night, fucking killed. You know, did the embarrassing bodies bit about my granny, you know, hilarious. Otherwise, why the fuck would you bother? If you weren't killing it the odd time. What's your favourite thing in Glasgow compared to favourite thing in NI? Ryan, and then crazy name I can't say. Pleiser? I don't know, mate. You're going to have to fucking phonetically do that one. Because I'm a fucking tard. Listen to this chair. Favourite thing in Glasgow compared to... I don't know. They're very similar. You know, you can go to a shopping centre at like 9 on a Sunday, which is good. If you could be fucked. But then you can't buy a drink after 10. Like you're a fucking child. Anyway. Dikembe McDowell. I hope that's real. I hope that's a real name. Like half sort of African name. Half. Fuck. Dikembe McDowell. I'm not reading that out, mate. That's rude. That's rude, that question. Jonathan Hackett, how did your first stand-up gig go? Much to my downfall, it actually went well. Which is almost the worst thing that can happen when you start stand-up. Like, you do your first gig. And see, to be honest, on paper, it's not that hard. Like, realistically, if you get a stand-up gig and it's your first gig, you usually get 7 minutes. Is 5 or 7 minutes, which is kind of standard. So what you do is you get fucking 2 or 3 of your best stories. You know what I mean? And then he woke up and it was a man. You know, one of those fucking stories. Get a couple of them. Go up and tell them at an open mic night. And you'll probably fucking get a bit of a laugh. You know what I mean? And then you'll come off and go, fucking hell, I killed that. And I did the same. Went up, told a wee story or two. And everyone laughed. And I went, I'm fucking... Richard Pryor up in this bitch. That's what I am. Fucking killing it. Second gig. Actually okay as well. Did another gig. I was like, this is fucking alright, this shit. Third gig. By that stage, I was like, I am like Bernie Mac on fucking Kings of Comedy here. This is going to be a walkover. And then turned up on a lineup where there was about 8 people, thinking I was going to be on first, and I was actually on second to last, and it was Bring Your Own Booze, and I was fucking, I think I've told this before, but I was wrote a clean F. by the time I went on, and fucking died on my arse. So there you go. But it still happens. I still do gigs where I fucking eat shit. If you get a gig in the wrong circumstances. Like, me and Mickey got offered to do a gig in Letterkenny, in this bar. It was actually part of Letterkenny Tech or whatever. And we were like, yeah, let's go and do this. And it was just a fucking bar, packed out. Noisy as fuck. You couldn't have done... We screamed each for about 15 minutes and just left. I mean, got paid and fucking left. And you couldn't have done anything. Like, you were saying to the guy, like, listen, mate, there's no fucking way I was going to stand there and scream for another 15 minutes to people who were just, like, screaming shit, like, what fucking, you're going to eat some raw eggs, are you, cunt? What about you? All that shit. Fuck my dick. Let's move on quickly. Dennis Minahan, which is interesting to hear from him because I used to work with him. He's a fucking sound cunt. Sound used to be my smoking partner when we both of us used to pretend to do work at this TV company. He says, big comedy fan, by the way. He's a fuck. He knows a lot. He knows more about comedy than I do. And I'm supposed to be watching it all the time. Anyway, he goes, is Ricky Gervais ruining David Brent by making that lazy guitar lesson stuff for bags of cash? Yes, discuss. I don't know if anyone's seen that, but it's part of the, I think it was Comedy Central, what was it? What was that shit? The YouTube Comedy Week. He did a video with David Brent playing the guitar and doing some songs. And Dennis thinks it's lazy. It probably is lazy, but here's the thing. He doesn't do that character anymore, so it's kind of like, they're like, do you want to maybe pull something out of the bag here as Brent? And he's like, all right. Keep it simple, though. It has to be like a YouTube thing. Aye, so we'll just fucking, we'll just sit here and play the guitar. And I don't know, maybe he's getting back, well, he must be getting bags of cash. If he's doing it, because I'm sure he doesn't get out of bed for fucking anything. But I don't know, maybe. But saying that, some of them are quite funny. But then again, he might just be being lazy with everything. What's he done recently? Fuck all. But he, I think he probably should just stick to what he's good at, which is just making TV series. Derek was okay. Okay, I don't know. He doesn't give a fuck anymore. He's like Peter Kay and all those cunts. They just fucking make their millions and it's not a fight anymore. It's not a struggle to get where you want to be because you're sitting in a fucking hot tub getting 2 blowjobs, drinking champagne. So you're not exactly a fucking working comedian anymore, wanting to make shit all the time. So, I don't know. Fuck him. Back to my sort of question here, Brian McAllister. If you could fuck your own arsehole, would you do it? Of course you would, mate. Not that you would do it every day, like, but you would try it. Of course you would. Of course you would fucking try it. You mad? Rich Heatley. Black pudding or white pudding? Black pudding, mate. I hate the way people get all faggy about that. Like, oh, I can't eat that. It's got blood in it. And you're going, mate, have you tasted this delicious sausage? That's what it's like. It's just like a big, lovely sausage. Black pudding's delicious. Who gives a fuck? Thoughts on men crying. If you saw a male friend cry over a girl, would you tell him to wise the fuck up? Yeah, it depends. Depends how. It depends why he was crying, to be honest. I mean, if someone, like, if they just broke up and you were going, right, it wasn't going anywhere, and we basically fucking hated each other and we broke up, and then you were crying, you'd be going, what the fuck are you crying about, you silly bitch? If she fucking died and he cried, you'd be going, fair play, get it out of you. If she cheated on him, I don't see how you would have time to cry, what with the seething fucking rage and, murderous anger. But, don't know, not a big crier myself, to be honest. I don't think I've cried ever out of pain. Because here's the deal, either it's not sore enough and you go, whatever. Or it's too sore for you to even fucking begin to cry. You know what I mean? I've had, like, what injuries have I had in my career? A blooming knee out playing rugby. I fucking broke my, what was it? It's called a Smith's fracture of the wrist, which means it's basically like putting your arm, your elbow on the table, turning your hand to like sort of 90 degrees, like an L shape, or like an, you know, like an upside down L shape, and then smashing your hand with a sledgehammer, which apparently they call a Smith's fracture, because that's what happened. I like rolled on my back and playing rugby, and my elbow was on the ground, my arm was sticking up, and an enormous man fell on it, and my hand just went, and it dislocated my wrist and broke my arm. So I basically had, I had a wrist, but just 6 inches down my arm where it shouldn't have been. which was fucking rotten. That was pretty horrific. Was in a car crash once, bust my head clean wide open. Various injuries throughout my career, but none of them have been, all of them have been too painful for you to even stop and go, damn, really sore. Know what I mean? You're too busy screaming your fucking, like, oh, Jesus fucking cunting Christ. Doing all the dirty words. By the way, guys, this is the biggest, oh shit, this is the biggest reaction to questions I've ever had. So here's the, here's another 40. Let's do a quick fire session. Jason Chapman, what's your thoughts on bacon flavoured lube? Why? You don't need that. Just eat bacon and then use lube. Connor Cochran, what's your thoughts on football? Don't watch it, mate, so have no opinion, really. Adam Solari, is that your real name? You sound like a DJ, mate. You sound like a Spanish DJ. The new hit from Adam Solari. Beach. Beach bastards. How beauty has no size is the biggest pile of crap. I don't know what that means, mate. Is that like some magazine for women? They're like, beauty has no size. Look at Tina here. She's 21 stone and very pretty. I mean, so, you know, some people are slightly bigger and they're, you know, you can still be attractive. Some people are bigger. But it's not an excuse to be a fat cunt and go, I love my curves. Sorry, I had to pause it there. Yeah, but it is weird that there was something on the Sun website today. And it's like, hi, this could be healthier for you if you have a bit of a double chin or you've got stretch marks or you're a bit fatter or whatever. Like, fuck's sake. You know what I mean? Run up some steps. You fucking nutcase. But yeah, I hate that, like, oh, I just love my curvy body. But I also love eating ice cream in the fucking bath. But I'm a lovely, curvy woman. Not a lot of, you know, I was thinking, you know, after James Gandolfini down there, there's not a lot of fucking women. Just drop of a heart attack at 50. Because they're big fat bitches, you know what I mean? Just a thought. But yeah, it's the same thing, you know what I mean? You need to make an effort. I'm a fat cunt, let's face it. But I'm also naturally very fucking chunky, so, you know, it's, I do workouts all the fucking time. You know what I mean? Deceptive cardio, explosive strength. You know what I mean? Conditioning, reasonable. Visually, fucking heap of shit. You know what I mean? But I've always been the same, I've been the same build fucking forever. You know, do you know what I mean? Fat, bit of fat going on there. If it could be arsed, you know, I would hit that fucking, let's have seaweed for breakfast shit, and, you know, we're climbing ropes and doing kettlebells and shit. I do kettlebells, but, you know, you have to fucking make an effort, do you know what I mean? At least so you don't fucking die at 50. But I do hate that sort of just accepting that, you know, this is my body and this is the way I naturally am. And you're going, no, you can be bigger than a fucking supermodel and that's the way you naturally are. It takes a lot of time and effort, you know, for your gut to hang down over your vagina. You know what I mean? No one's born like that. Michael Jardine, cost of G8. What was it? 60 million? Go fuck yourself for 2 days. Tell you what, that makes fucking Maggie Thatcher in the ground for 10 grand not seem that bad. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. I talked about that last week. Some of the things they had to redo was just ridiculous. Is there water? Do they share water to that place? Yeah, dig the whole fucking road up and relay the water pipe. Madness. But at least did the money go to the local people? Probably. The local people. Will you or Mickey be doing a show in Donegal anytime soon? Dara Martin, that is. I don't know. Haven't planned any. But don't see why not. What do you mean, me or Mickey? Ask Mickey then. Yeah, fuck, no, I'm joking. I don't know. What's your local watering hole in Glasgow? Well, because the place we lived in, that's from Matthew Carter, by the way. Right round the corner, because I lived in Partick. in Glasgow, and on the other side of the fucking block was a pub called Velvet Elvis, and it used to be a butcher's. It was cool as fuck. Still had all the original tiles and shit up, and that was the local, like, really local. So anytime you just wanted a wee pint, you just walked fucking 20 seconds around the corner, boom. Get one of them weird drinks, like fucking bitter and twisted. It's like beer with a Solero shoved into it. Nathan Consiglia. Right, are these real names, guys? Anal Fisting by Mike Tyson. Rim Job from Predator. Or Just Walk Away. Probably Just Walk Away, to be honest with you. Would you rather have finger for a dick or dicks for fingers? Said Sean Owens. And then he thought that was so funny, he wrote ha-ha after it. Well done, Sean. I'm only messing you. Probably dicks for fingers would be... I don't know. I mean, if your dick looked like a finger, but it still everything felt the same, you go just finger for a dick then. Who gives a shit? Stephen Young, Buckfast, yes or no? No, personally. I've tasted it, obviously. Never got drunk on it. Just never... But then it's becoming fucking fashionable now. It used to be you drank Buckfast because it was fucking about £3 a bottle and you got tanked. And now it's about £8 a bottle. So fuck that. Alan McDonald, aside from your own, is there any shows at the Fringe you're looking forward to would recommend seeing? Do you know what, mate? I haven't even looked. I must fucking actually look. Although, because I'm part of the Underbelly, I get a pass to go and see anyone at the Underbelly for fucking nothing. How about that shit? So... Fucking... yeah. I don't know. I'll have a look. We'll talk about that next week, actually. Elizabeth Turner, gravy chips with vinegar without. Yeah, fuck it. Who gives a shit? Matthew Little, do you like Harlem Gun Club videos? I do. The last one with Dan as a taxi driver is funny as fuck. Well, from what I gather from the way they work is, like, Shane will just write a video and they make that video, and then Dan will just make a video that he's written. You know, I don't know how much they actually fucking sit down and work together, but I don't know. That's just, I don't know anything about it. Dylan O'Neill, your opinion on Arctic Monkeys? Yeah, I don't... they're fucking good, like. And then they obviously went a bit weird when they went from, you know, fucking Marty Bum to recording with Big Josh from Queens of the Stone Age, and then all of a sudden they were all heavy and got a new fucking haircut and looked like a pack of dicks. But yeah, they're good. I must watch their set, actually, as well. You know? Leroy San. He writes in all the time. What's your favourite negative description, word / term? For example, you repugnant pleb. I don't know, mate. There's a million of them. Just depending on how fucking boiling over with rage I am. Depending how inventive I get. I don't know. You fucking... I don't know. Although the funniest one I've ever heard was Dan Watson's big brother calling me a sperm teat down the phone and they're pissed myself. Fucking sperm teat. Aaron McCann, young comedian from Oma. Is there any other songs you would like to make a parody of? Up All Night to Drink Bucky was fucking hilarious. Just write hilarious, mate. Maybe if a song, I don't know, if it lends itself to being having the piss taken out of it, probably. But I wouldn't want to make a fucking habit of it. Although people do make a habit of it. People's entire comedy career is based on ripping off songs, but or making up stupid ones. Anyway. Would you ever use pages of the Bible to de-jizz your helmet after a wank, Joe Keenan? Not if there wasn't anything softer in the room to do it with. Tommy Grant, talk about weed. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, Snoop Dogg. I don't know what to say. I don't really smoke it. I don't smoke it at all, to be honest with you. But yeah, it probably should be legal, let's face it. Who's it gonna... Maybe if they legalised it, you would get some top grade shit instead of some wee thing that looks like someone's got a piece of rabbit shit in their wallet. Mate, do you want to get stoned? Not really. I've been sitting on that for about a week. But yeah, whatever. Fucking, it's not really for me, to be honest. Joe Keenan again. Would you ever join the PSNI? If not, why not? I probably wouldn't, no. But that's... I mean, you're talking to a guy who does comedy, so the thought of getting any fucking job that lasted more than 1 hour would sounds like a fucking nightmare. Then you have to pretend to be fucking sensible, being a cop, and all that. Fuck that. Then there's a chance you're going to get fucking stabbed, shot, beat, or whatever. But... And then as well as that, you could get the shitty police job where you're just sitting going, and then what happened? They smashed your car. Okay, what time is that? 3:28. You're going to have to be more precise. 3:28. And they fill out fucking 60 pages of paperwork just because someone, smashed a window in your car. Fuck that. Doing any gigs in Belfast, are ye? Yo, Gareth Porter. Yeah, next Sunday, Black Box. Richard Ellie, teabagging or finger of the fudge? Teabagging's just a funny thing to say. I don't know who gets pleasure from any of those things. But anyway, let me see. Brian McGuire, you or Mickey doing any gigs? I thought you or Mickey doing any gigs in Fermanagh soon? Don't think so. But you never know. We'll see what we'll see what happens. Kate Cannon, which is a fantastic name. Kate Cannon, the final cost of G8 Summit. Oh, I would talk about that. Mad fucking madness. 60 fucking million for like 2 days. I mean, why do they even announce it? Why do they not just fucking turn up at like the fucking Europa in a Corsa? No one would give a shit. If Obama was in a Toyota Corolla and just crept up outside, not even the Europa, what's another smaller fucking hotel? I don't know. And just got out, I just went in for a meeting. No one would fucking bat an eyelid. Who would give a shit? Yawn talking. You know what I mean? But they have to make this big deal of it, like, oh yeah, we need somewhere to park these fucking 90 Range Rovers here. They're all blacked out. Fucking, it's crazy. Brian McGuire, would you ever consider... this is a Fermanagh guy again. Would you ever consider going down south with your work, as there seems to be more opportunity to get on TV, such, e.g. Hard Bucks? Hardy Bucks? Yeah, of course there is. But then again, nobody down south watches my shit. And they fucking hate... They're the most judgment... I swear to God, like, southern comedians come up here and everyone's like, oh my God, he sounds like he's in Father Ted. That's hilarious. Whereas if a northern comedian or like a Belfast comedian goes to Dublin, they're just... The fucking atmosphere just dies in the fucking room immediately. Like, for example, I'm gigging on Wednesday. Or Thursday even in Derry. And Niamh Maron's going to be on before it. She's a Dublin comedian. Now, she fucking goes down a storm up here. Everyone loves her. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Blah, blah, blah. You know, she comes up like a fucking superstar. Whereas if... And she's going on before me on Thursday. Whereas if I went down south, and went on before her, I would eat shit. I'm pretty sure. Everyone would just be like, who's this cunt talking? Plus, the stand-up scene is probably a nightmare to crack. because it's so clicky, you'd have to fucking literally suck someone's dick to get a gig. Which, to be honest, I could be fucked with. I'm so tired, guys. Where am I? Yeah, it's weird, that Hardy Bucks thing. That they're on, they're doing a move, they've done a movie and fucking whatever amount of series they have, but that's because there's a system down south where they do actually back people who are getting a lot of attention. Whereas up here, I could go in to whoever, whatever production company and be like, here, look how many hits I have, mate. Look how many people watch my stuff. And they go, no, that, no, but sure. No one wants to watch that. There's too much cursing in it. You go, well, people are watching it, like, so do you want to make a program out of any of this shit? Or, no, no one likes it, sure. No one really likes it. They're going, no, really, no. I think they might, and it might be the demographic you should be looking at, seeing that they buy fucking DVD box sets and shit like that. Not that I'm assuming anyone would buy any of my shit, but you know what I mean? But it'll just never work. Someone will come along and do the same thing, more or less, that I've done with making videos and stuff and creating characters, and they'll make a fucking fortune of it, and I'll be a bitter cunt in the corner going, see, I done that years ago. By accident. So yeah, I don't even know if it'd be worth. They wouldn't take any interest if I went down south. Unless you were taking the piss out of actual Irish people. And they'd be like, you know, like Savage Eye or something like that. I don't know. I can be arsed as well, laziness. What's the last thing you bought, Dave Young? A pair of Converse, mate. Get sick of wearing boots. Roasting. Bought a wee pair of fucking Converse. Like a middle-aged man having a fucking breakdown. I need to look cool for the kids. Get myself some Converse. Would you ever consider living abroad? Don't know. Well, I lived in Glasgow. Does that count? No. It depends. If I was doing something there that required me to be abroad, probably. But eventually, I probably would. Eh? Soak up the sun, shit. Same guy. Three questions in a row. If you could change one thing about the world, regardless of guilt or politics, what would you do? Just. What would be the one thing you would remove to stop people being a cunt? Greed. If you just removed greed, or power, or men, just fucking. I don't know. Is that a male thing to want to own everything and take everyone's shit and kill everyone? I don't know. What would I do? I don't know. I'm not affected by that much shit. Do you know what I mean? I would ban hate, is what I would do. Or religion, maybe. Just make everyone slightly more intelligent, that's what I'd do. A bit more open-minded and go, listen, you don't need to be fucking, you know, kicking girls to death in the street because of a fucking book that's a load of bollocks anyway. And some fella who was just a fella that everyone seems to be fucking praying to. Oh, Muhammad said this. Did he? Where is he now? Fucking stiff. You wouldn't trust anybody about anything if it was whatever amount of years ago. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't be sitting there going, oh, I still respect the opinion of this person who was alive 2,000 years ago. You know, if they were talking about, you know, how to drive, how to build a car. Oh, what you do is you pray. You wouldn't listen to them. That's a bad example. But you know what I mean? Raising a baby, or bringing up a baby, there's one. You wouldn't listen to someone fucking, some of the shit they were doing like 300 years ago, compared to now. So why would you do it with anything else? This is it. Do you know what? There's something in there. There's a point in there somewhere, but I'm just a fucking retard who can't get it out properly. You know, you're fucking running your life by something that someone allegedly said ages ago, and you live by those fucking rules, but you wouldn't take that advice for anything else. You know what I mean? Medicine. There's one. The first ever guy to perform a fucking, like, you know, lobotomy. You're still not going by the same rules that cunt was going by. Years ago. You would listen to some cunt who did it yesterday and knows what the fuck he's doing. I'm talking a serious amount of shit here. You know what I mean? So what would I get rid of? Hipsters. Will your Edinburgh Fringe show be posted on YouTube? After the Fringe, yeah. Why the fuck would I do it now? Come and see my video that's online. David Waite. David Waite. All of them, like, if you have a heart, ignore if you don't, bullshit pages. Knock their load of shit. It's the same as any of that wank, isn't it? Press like and we will pray for fucking Oklahoma. Liking a Facebook page doesn't mean that someone's fucking house is going to rebuild itself that fell all over them. You know what I mean? It's just someone looking a bit of fucking... some unearned attention on Facebook. Look how many likes I got. No, people, that's a guilt like. Oh, fucking, it's a load of shit. Sean Paul McNichol, let's end on a fucking serious note here. Let's end well. What's your favourite yoghurt? Well, thank fuck you asked, because... I don't know. I haven't eaten one in fucking years. Although, do you remember Muller used to do the Mississippi mud pie thing? We emptied all the chocolate shit in. That's my type of yogurt there. That should be split between four people as a dessert, but you just shove it all into your fucking face at 2 a.m. Because, why? Because you're a fat shit. So there we go. And I think, on that note, we have come to the end of the podcast. Am I doing too many questions, or should I be writing more material? Probably. But we'll address that next week when I give slightly more of a fuck. And I'm not exhausted. But thanks for listening anyway, guys. I do appreciate it. And hopefully you can come see me do one of my gigs and we'll have a fucking chat and all that shit. Either 4th and Mason's there, 4th of July, or... fucking 7th of July, the Black Box. Get involved, bitches. I get fucking involved. What else is happening? I might have to go to bed again for the second time today. Oh, I'm so tired. Right? I know it's late, but I'm going to have to go and write and record a Bessie McD. Because every month it comes around, I go, I'm not going to do this. And then some cunt's going, it's a fucking day late. It's a day. I've been waiting a month to hear Bessie McD talking about him like it's a different person that's not you. But cheers for what? You know what? I sound unappreciative. Thank you for watching and listening to everything. It's just love. Right, I'm away. I'm having a breakdown. Take it easy, you cunts.